Episode 11.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me. And I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
Well, hello, amazing teacher, amazing person. Thank you once again for joining me for the Megan Dredge podcast today. Today, we're going to be talking about four ways to connect with parents. And this is a skill that we all need to learn as teachers. Whether you're a brand new teacher or whether you are an experienced teacher and you know all this stuff, there's always skills that we need to learn to continue to improve the way that we get along with parents. And parents are always going to be part of what we do as teachers. And as I reflect on my own journey thus far as a teacher, I've been teaching a long time, and I, in my mind, have got various categories of parents that I've had to work with and had to deal with on some occasions over the years. And I was thinking about a few of the parents that stood out to me. I've got kind of a section in my mind of parents who I call the lovely ones. You know, those parents who are just so lovely. They come and they say hello. They're so grateful for what you do for their child. And they're always diligent with bringing back the notes. And they'll bring a nice present for you just randomly during the year because they just want to say thank you for being such a great teacher. I've had lots of these kinds of parents. And they're the ones that we all just love, don't we? You know, those ones that they're just, for me, I just sum them up, the lovely ones. And then I think about another group of parents in my mind who I call the recurring parent. And these are the parents who year after year come into the teacher and have the same complaint that they had last year. I remember one of these parents in particular, a particular girl I had in my class, and the previous year, these parents had gone in to see the previous year's teacher. And after a few conversations, I soon realized that this is what these parents did every year, regardless of how their daughter was progressing. They were the ones that would come in and want to have an appointment, and they would drag the principal into the appointment. And I had this girl in my class, and I just had to accept that these were recurring parents. Not bad people, not bad motives. That's just the way they operate. And then I can think of, thankfully, only a few who I would call the demanding parent. You know those ones? You know those ones that you are hoping not to have that child in your class, not because of the child, but because of that parent or those parents that comes with the child. And as I said, I've only had a few of these, but boy, they're draining, and boy, they're hard to get along with, and boy, they're hard to connect with, and you just feel like you're failing all the time. It's really challenging. And wherever you are right now, in terms of your parent journey, I want to encourage you that there are ways for you to connect with parents. And it's not just about the challenging ones that we need to connect with, but those lovely parents, we need to work really hard at connecting with them as well. And my belief is this, and that is that it's the teacher's responsibility to connect with the parents. It's actually our responsibility to reach out and build rapport and not wait for them to put in the effort to connect with us. And so today I want to share four ways that you can connect with parents and build a positive relationship with them, and even with those difficult ones, those demanding ones, those challenging ones. So here we go. Number one, treat parents with respect. I have learned that parents are people too, believe it or not. Now that I'm a parent, I understand this at a whole another level. But parents are people too, and they want to be treated with respect, just as you and I do. They want their student's teacher to be approachable. They want to be able to have a conversation with their student's teacher, and they want to feel valued. They want to feel important. They want to feel that you have something to contribute, not only to their child, but to them also. And so just as you would with any other adult, with any person that you meet when you're out and about, when you're at the shops, when you're doing various things, parents need to be respected. And I encourage you to really have an air of respect when it comes to talking to your parents. I'm not talking about being fake or feeling intimidated. No, I'm talking about giving them the respect that they deserve and treating them in a way that honors them and is honoring towards you. So number one, treat parents with respect. Number two, listen and respond. Do you know, often when a parent comes into you and they want to have a talk about something, or they write you a long email or letter, or they phone you and say, we need to talk, or please, can we come in for a meeting? I have found so many times that parents simply want to be listened to. They want to be heard. They want to feel that what they're saying is being heard by the teacher, that's you, that they're talking to. Sometimes parents have a lot of concerns. They don't fully understand what happens in the classroom. They don't fully understand how things work. And this can sometimes come out from them as frustration. And often I've found it's not personal. It's not directed necessarily towards you. And of course, if it is, then my encouragement always is to take responsibility. And I've written a lot about this in other areas. But in terms of listening to parents, sometimes just being that listening ear, not necessarily agreeing, but just listening and actively listening to what they're saying is one of the best ways that you can honor and respect them and connect with them. And something simple that you can do is after they've talked to you, whether it's on the phone or whether it's face to face after school or whatever time you've organized with them, you can respond with this. So what you're saying is, and then insert your summary of what they have just said. So instead of saying, oh, yes, 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 okay, and going straight into solutions, to communicate that you have heard what they have said, insert that summary sentence and say, so what you're saying is, or so what I've heard you say is, and then summarize, paraphrase all that they've just said to you, and then wait for them to respond. And often a parent will say, yes, that's what I'm saying. And then they'll say, and also, and they'll add something else. And then once again, you can go back to them and say, okay, so what you're saying is, and eventually they're going to say, yes. Now, when they get to that place of saying, yes, what they're actually saying is, thank goodness my student's teacher has listened to me. And you will notice how so much angst and so much anxiety that they might have been experiencing can just dissipate in that moment, because they feel that you have listened to them. And once they are in that place of feeling calm and open, you can then suggest some steps and strategies to rectify the situation, to resolve whatever issue it is that they've raised. But getting them to that place where they have felt that you have heard is really, really important. And of course, the second part of that point there is to listen and to respond, to actually respond to what they have said in an appropriate way. Now, this is really important, especially in parent-teacher interviews. And I've written a lot about this. I'll include some links in the show notes about the links to parent-teacher interviews. But listening and responding is really important in those formalized times when you're meeting with parents. Number three, communicate regularly. Often the reason why we have issues with parents is because there's been a lack of communication. They don't know about something, or they've heard the wrong thing, or it's got passed down the grapevine and they've got a diluted version of what it is they're supposed to know. So often parents can get frustrated because they don't know what's going on. And I found one way to counteract this, and this works brilliantly is to make sure, it sounds obvious, it sounds simple, but it works, is to make sure that you are regularly communicating with your parents. Be regular with them. Find ways to talk to them about positive things, not just the negative stuff. Look for opportunities to connect with your parents in the form of communication. Communicating regularly with parents is an absolutely brilliant way for you to connect with them. And parents' experience of communication from teachers usually, in terms of one-on-one communication, usually comes when something negative has happened. Someone's had an incident in the playground, there's been a behavioral challenge, something's happened in the classroom, the student hasn't done the right thing, they didn't turn up to something, they have repeatedly not submitted their homework. Often parents are hearing from teachers for negative reasons. And what I try and do is I try and do the opposite. I try and establish as much as I can up front reasons to communicate with parents. And this can be one-on-one. This could be in the form of an email. If you can email your parents as a group or as a class, fantastic. This could be a note home. This could be written in the student's yearbook or diary. Find ways to communicate with parents. Work out what works best for you and find ways to do it regularly. Look for positive things. Be in touch with your parents so that they know what's going on. Number four, get parents involved. Here's the thing. Involvement creates ownership. And whether you're teaching 5-year-olds or 15-year-olds, parental involvement can change the way your class and your school functions. And we see it a lot more in the junior school, in the primary area, where parents come in and help out with reading, or parents go and run certain little groups alongside what you're doing in the class. But I have seen this work equally well in the senior school environment, in the high school environment as well. And it's not just about parents to coming in and helping out in canteen and serving in the tuck shop and volunteering in the office. I'm talking about getting parents involved in what happens in your classroom. Maybe a parent has a job or a role or responsibility that's relevant to what you're teaching right now. Maybe a parent can come in and run an after-school extracurricular course or be a special guest to something that's got to do with what you're teaching your class and your classes right now. Don't assume that parents don't have time. And don't assume that they don't want to be involved, because here's what I've discovered. When parents are motivated to be involved, they find the time. Isn't that true for us in our own lives? When we really want to do something, when we're passionate about something, when we have the opportunity to contribute in a valuable way, we find the time. And it's exactly the same with the parents of your students. Find the time to include them in what you're doing in your classroom. And because you're building rapport with them and because you're communicating with them regularly, you will learn more and more about the parents of your students. Work out ways to include them. Do you know, I have found that parents are often just waiting to be invited. You know, discussing a unit on law and doing mock trials. We can have a lawyer come in and share about that, and they can come in and tell us about what it's like to do that in real life. Parents want to be involved, and sometimes all it takes is the big A. The big ask, the big you saying, hey, would you be willing to come in and talk to our students? Would you be willing to put together a little presentation for our students? Would you be willing to come in and do a special appearance at an after-school event or at an assembly or at a special meeting? Observe what your parents are interested in. Observe their occupations. Observe their passions and try and find a way to include that in your classroom. Getting parents involved is a great way of connecting with them. Well, this week, as you think about connecting with parents, I want to encourage you to think about a way that you can do it. Which way comes naturally to you? Are you really good at getting parents involved? Are you really good at communicating regularly with parents? Are you one of these teachers who just respect people and parents love and appreciate you because of it? Or are you a great listener? Well, perhaps pick one of the areas that you're not brilliant at. Perhaps you find it hard to have a difficult conversation. I've got a great post on that, and I'll include a link in the show notes of how you can have a difficult conversation and how a difficult conversation can be made much easier by you following some simple steps. But this week, as you communicate and connect with your parents, I want to remind you to enjoy the journey and, more importantly, enjoy the moments. Thank you once again for joining with us in this podcast. Wherever you are right now, if you're sitting on the train or the bus, or you're driving home, or you're wandering around the house listening to podcasts like I often do, then I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time. And don't just let this be another podcast that you've listened to, but really pick something that you're going to apply and do something with this week. Also, if you've enjoyed the show, please, I'd love you to go to iTunes and submit a rating for the show. That helps other people find the show, and that helps other teachers learn to be even more effective with their everyday teaching life. So if you could do that, that would be super appreciated. Well, have a great day, and as I've already said, enjoy the journey, and more importantly, enjoy the moments. We'll see you next time on the Megan Dredge podcast. Bye bye.